So this might sound a little bit toxic, but what if we just started robbing men? Like the guys who ask if you want to come over on the first date, what if you just took a couple things from their house? Then they'll start asking women on dates so they could see if the woman is a rob.
I think we need to normalize robbing men. If a guy plays you, he took your time. You should be able to take his Nikes.
Teresha's single with Sadidi, he okay with it. No shade with him, no shade with him.
Ladies, this is just for you. So if you're not a lady, move along. Okay, ladies, don't forget to rob that man for everything he has. Rob him. You deserve it. He deserves it. It's a win-win situation.
You're welcome.
Men aren't getting robbed enough. We need to start robbing men so they can stop inviting strangers into their home. I really don't know if it's what it is, but I have been really getting too many invites into the homes of men that I do not know. What's so crazy is these men know exactly what they're doing, and then like to gaslight you and be like, oh, I thought we could just watch the game at my... No. Men aren't getting robbed enough.
From personal experience, she's telling the truth, because men are just stupid. They will give you your address, their address, right when they meet you, or they'll give you the address to their place of business, especially if they own it. Be showing you all the extra back room doors and all that. Like, I will steal from you. I will. And this is only to the ones that deserve it. If you're not giving out your address like that, this is not for you. But when you give out your address, you deserve to get robbed. Just saying.
Encouraging crime. Now what happens when one of these ladies go out and do that shit and they run up on a brother thinking he'll come up whatever, and they get came up on. He turns around and responds to that combative situation. What's gonna happen then? The woe is me, right? Oh, that's a woman though. But that's a woman though, right? That type of rhetoric and lingo, right? Stupid ass shit.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting for Mobile Command with another FAFO file. First and foremost, I want to give a massive shout out to Mr. Elite for that compilation of TikTok videos that he found with Black women openly advocating for you Black men who try to date them to be robbed. Yeah, the utter psychosis and sickness of the American Black woman knows no bounds. First and foremost, let me point out the glaring similarities of these women. They are undesirable as hell. So, undesirable women have to say the most outlandish shit just for attention. But there have been far too many men in the past who've been victims of what I'm going to call, quote unquote, date robberies. Gentlemen, if you're still going to try to date in these modern times, first and foremost, do not bring these women back to your domicile, your home. If you're going to date these women, you have to carefully plan. And what do I mean by carefully plan? Hotel, hotel, hotel. And not just any hotel. Hotels to where you have to have key cards to actually enter them. Yeah. Hotels that have restricted access to certain floors. Oh, yeah. Hotels to where you actually have to have ID to check in. And not just your ID. If you bring her back with you, make sure they take her ID and photocopy it as well. Unfortunately, this is the situation that modern men are finding themselves in regards to dating in America. Henceforth, why so many men should go ahead and get their passport and get the fuck out of this insane asylum. Now, since these women put these videos out of their own free will to advocate that you deserve to be robbed for trying to actually date them, here's my answer to that. If these women want to play this stupid ass game, they should be issued some stupid ass prizes. Just like the woman in this article that was published on the 9th of March. Pregnant Chicago woman terminated while trying to pull off a robbery. A 7 months pregnant Chicago woman was shot and terminated by a team of drug dealers she was trying to rob, a report said. You see, gentlemen, this woman played a stupid and dangerous game, and guess what? She got issued some stupid ass prizes in the form of 3 lead injections. The woman, identified by family as 21-year-old Genesis Escobar, had orchestrated the heist with her boyfriend, a law enforcement source told the Chicago Sun-Times. 21 years old, 7 months pregnant. She should have had her ass in the house being prepared to deliver her child. But oh no, no. This woman wanted to be a stick-up kid. Hey, from the streets she came to the streets she was returned. Escobar climbed into a parked car in the city's Belmont Craggin neighborhood at around 1 p.m. when her intended victims shot her in the shoulder, back, and hand, police confirmed. Her deleters then threw her body onto the street and dumped a pile of cash on top of her before speeding off, witnesses reported. Oh, the irony. The irony does not escape me. So she went there to rob them of cash. They shot her, threw her back onto the street, and dumped the cash on her. That is literally the equivalent of a bank robber who puts the bank manager into the vault, shoots the bank manager, but the time lock on the door closes, sealing them both in, and the criminal being surrounded with all the money that they would ever need to solve all of their problems in life, however, knowing that they will never escape their impending death. The irony never escapes me, gentlemen. Escobar's unnamed boyfriend, who had been stationed outside the car during the shooting, allegedly grabbed some of the cash and fled, leaving the gasping, expectant mother on the ground, the source revealed. Talk about adding insult to injury to irony. The boyfriend, instead of helping her, he took some of the money and he ran off. Man, I tell you, talk about the icing on the cake. Escobar was rushed to a nearby hospital where she was pronounced deleted. Escobar, who had been arrested several times in recent years, was on probation for a misdemeanor battery conviction and was under indictment on a felony count of possession of a stolen motor vehicle, court records obtained by the Sun-Times show. No arrests have been made. Police are still investigating. This woman was already a menace to society. However, women like this do not stop until they are stopped. So, I have to give this a FAFO score of 10. Gentlemen, black men in particular, since these were black women who put these TikToks out, you need to be extremely vigilant if you're still trying to date in America. Period. Point blank. First question that I have, where the fuck is Scammar Johnson and Moist Twatkins to say that these women were wrong for putting these TikToks out? I'm not gonna hold my breath. Where are the black women who are saying, hey, you should not be putting these videos out? This makes us look bad. No, 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 no. You're not going to see that either. Nope. Unfortunately, you're going to have more black women who agree with these women than disagree. And the black population wonders why nobody wants us around in general and why it is the way it is. Yeah. But the fact that they will put this out also keys in on another factor: the absolute desperation from black women. Oh, yeah. We all know that the economic times are about to be absolutely horrific for a lot of women. Yeah. Those student loans, ooh, that's about to be one serious burner of a lot of women's pocketbooks. Oh, yeah. But hey, we all know women's financial woes are self-damn inflicted. But gentlemen, understand this. Dating has literally become a matter of life and death in this country. One of the simplest, most innocent things that people can do has now become literally a way for some men to end up being taken offline. Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of men are continuously being set up to be robbed just because they want some companionship. Shows you just how sick this society truly is. However, gentlemen, I always say this, keep your head on a swivel. Since these women are out here trying to play dangerous games, hey, give them some stupid ass prizes. So gentlemen, in my humble opinion, if you're still going to be dating out here, you need to keep one of the two B's on you, a blade or a burner. These women are trying to play for keeps, so you should be ready to play for keeps just as well. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Watch the videos. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who think that setting up men to be robbed just because they want companionship, you need to understand this and understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have in that situation is definitely going out. Feminism, which allows you to get away with so much foul shit, is going out right along with it. Trust and believe, you need to understand the targets of these women. Older men and men that would be considered quote unquote educated lames. Gentlemen, these women are not going to try this with Pookie and Ray Ray, because as this article showed, this woman tried to rob the dope boys. And guess what? They let her have it. Gentlemen, I hate to say this, but I don't hate to say this. You got to prepare to be just as cold as these guys who offline this woman. Because trust and believe, she will have Pookie and Ray Ray waiting to offline you. So yeah, It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.